Hello and welcome to the Breeders' Cup preview as we focus in on the filly and mare turf. And we're going to take a look at those early morning line odds. Again, about a week and a half away. Again, pre-post draw. So these are just early odds based on horses we think that may be projected in this spot. Starting out with Sister Charlie, 2-1 on the morning line. You're going to see Starcatcher, a European, coming over for John Gosden at 5-1 and is the second choice. Iridesa, who's also, we've talked about in the previous previews, of a European who's got some potential to go in either or type of spot. Iridesa 6-1 in this spot. Deirdre 6-1, Mississippi 10-1, Fleetings 10-1, Vasilica is 12-1. You're also going to see Villa Marina at 15-1 and Mirth rounding it out at 20-1. Your initial reactions into this early morning line?
Deserving favorite was Sister Charlie, won this race last year. And a horse that's not listed here that is a big wow factor is If Magical comes. This is where Magical has landed if they decide to run her in the Breeders' Cup. She's going to run in the filly and mare turf. She looked great in the middle of October, winning, obviously. But the effort she put in against the boys was very, very good. And she ran second in the Breeders' Cup turf last year behind the Naval. So if you're a Sister Charlie fan and Magical comes, you are going to get way better than 2-1 in this spot. Some prices in here that I think are interesting. I've always been a fan of Mississippi. I actually thought Mississippi ran a very, very good race behind Sister Charlie at Belmont in the Flower Bowl last time out. And then Vasilica at 12-1, a horse time and time again that takes money and wins or runs a close-up second or third. So I think Vasilica and Mississippi could be your two long shots in here. Fleeting at 10-1. I think it could be a little bit overbet. 0-8 in 2019 for Aidan O'Brien. But nonetheless, a horse that's running monster races with about 30 horses in each field. So Fleeting is a horse at 10-1 that if you're looking for a longer shot, I think Mississippi or Basilica is kind of the way you want to go. But there are some horses coming over that have won overseas, including Villa Marina. Mirth won the Rodeo Drive at Santa Anita last time out. You're getting at 20-1. But if you're a fan of Sister Charlie, I think you're kind of hoping, I don't know, it's kind of mixed feelings. You want a price on Sister Charlie because 2-1 I don't think holds in this spot. But if Magical comes, one, I think Sister Charlie loses. Two, you're going to get a better price if you like her.
Yeah, and you have to factor in that fact that if Magical does come and she's not listed on here, but now the fact that we've seen if she does come, it's going to be in this spot. It will change in effect these odds because you have to believe that everybody will consider it an either-or type race where they're either going to side with Sister Charlie or with Magical. Starcatcher is an interesting horse for John Gosden, and Frankie Dettori is going to be aboard. This horse has won four in a row, including last time out on the British Champions Day, which just happened last weekend. A little bit of a grinder, I will say that. Starcatcher doesn't have that eye-popping performance, but just seems to grind it down each and every time. Did face Fleeting, who I believe is a huge factor in this race. Has an unbelievable closing kick. Did face Starcatcher last time, finished fourth. But that was not an actual fourth place finish because the horse got completely boxed in and had no place to go and should have actually won that race. If you go back and watch that race on British Champions Day, I think Fleeting at 10-1 is one that you're going to want to take a look at. I think the odds will hold in this spot. Again, about a week and a half away. We'll ultimately see how that goes. Deirdre's also another horse you want to take a look at. 6-1 is a Japanese invader for Joseph O'Brien, who's the son of Aidan O'Brien and is also a trainer. He actually won as a jockey earlier on, I believe back in 2010 or 11, when Joseph O'Brien was still a jockey, won a Breeders' Cup race with Aidan O'Brien as the trainer. So it was a nice son, father-son combo to win the Breeders' Cup. But now he's a trainer. He's got Deirdre third to Magical in that Grade 1 Champion Stakes. I think that's a scary horse. I know that Deirdre doesn't like to win a lot, but she's faced the likes of some very good horses. And if she's able to get the right trip, she's one you're going to want to take a look at as well. Vasilica, to me, I like Vasilica more on the West Coast, obviously, because she's a horse that does a lot of damage. We'll ultimately see if she goes in this spot. 12-1, though, on a horse that just has a giant stride as well. She just seems to be so much bigger than her competition. She is going to have to face the likes of some scary horses in Sister Charlie's, in Starcatcher's, in the Deirdre's and Fleetings. But this is her home track, so the fact that Vasilika's 12-1 on her home track, she's done some good things. I think she's one you have to throw in the mix as well. I am scared of Sister Charlie. She's the deserved favorite in here. I think she will be 7-5 probably in this race, even with the likes of Magical coming over or not. I still think she's 7-5 in this spot. But I think there's a couple horses you could take a look at to upset her.
Yeah, and the one thing in here is that where is the pace going to come from? And they were, if I remember correctly, last year I think they ran a 52.5. I believe it was a Raving Beauty on the front end, and Sister Charlie just ran, well, had to work for it in the stretch, but that was unbelievable how she won at Churchill Downs last year. Then she took time off. The Diana was more than impressive, and then last time out beating Mississippi was impressive. So if you're a Sister Charlie fan, I think you get a fair price, but as you said, 7-5, which I think is more than fair for her.
Do you think Sister Charlie 2018 version or 2019 version is better?
We haven't seen enough in 2019 to comment, but 2018 she was unbelievable. So I don't know.
I mean, she did win the Beverly right. Day, uh-huh. And, you know, and she did win up at Saratoga. Beating Rushing Falls and Homerique. Mm-hmm. And then she just won her prep race down at Belmont quite easily. But it wasn't really against one. It's not like Rushing Falls or Homerique. But I think the 2019 version, she hasn't fallen off anyway. No. I would say that there hasn't been any regression at all. Even with her winning, you would say maybe she has lost a step or so. I don't think she's lost a step.
No. I mean, she's won 6 grade ones in a row. So she's definitely a deserving favorite in here. Even if the pace is slow, you know she can run into it. She can close into it. But I do think she's deserving in here, and I think there's one piece of this race. If Magical comes, I think she's up. You know, she's gonna have a tough time, especially because Magical, from what we saw most recently, she's a horse that can win from on the front end, and sometimes that could be scary, especially if there's not any other pace in here.
Yeah, and we talked about Deirdre finishing third in that Champion Stakes. She finished third to Magical. So that's where you want to take a look at the fact that if Deirdre's contender in here and Magical actually finished first in that race, I'm not so sure that Chad Brown wants to see Magical in this spot against the likes of Sister Charlie. But as a horse racing fan, you and I,
we would love to see that.
So it's going to be quite interesting. Those are our thoughts in the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf. Good luck.